Hey, everybody, you're very welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I wanted to talk to you about one of the strange things that's emerging in the ever-changing world of COVID. And this is what the UK NHS app defines as fully vaccinated, which is the basis on which you will only be allowed to enter sporting events, festivals, nightclubs, and potentially church. So let's consider what a vaccine, what they mean by fully vaccinated. Well, fully vaccinated means it's 2 weeks since receiving your final dose of the coronavirus vaccine. Once you've been vaccinated, it can take up to 5 days for your records to show. Natural immunity. If you've previously tested for COVID-19 using a PCR test, and it's been at least 10 days since your positive result, you're eligible for an NHS COVID pass for up to 180 days from the test date. And then, and this is the bit that's really interesting, exemptions. You may have taken part in a COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial, or you may have had a medical exemption. Now, the medical exemption means that you also get your pass because you've been in a trial. But if you've been in a trial, you may have been given a placebo. So they're talking about giving a vaccine, the NHS vaccine passport, to people who have specifically not had the vaccine. All they've had is a placebo. Now, that raises a couple of curious questions in turn. For example, as regards the placebos these people were offered, what was in the placebo? One would expect it to be an entirely harmless concoction, but we don't know. So can we have a clarification from that, please, British government, NHS? Can you please let us know that the placebos were entirely inactive and harmless? Because if that's the case, that means those people that took part, cannot possibly have any degree of immunity beyond their natural immunity, that is, to the virus. So why are they being given a vaccine passport? Answers in a postcard. The alternative thing, of course, is to say that the risk that they're concerned about is not that you're unvaccinated, so yeah, you've had a placebo, so what? But that you object to the virus, to the vaccine in the first place. So this is a point that I've seen made on social media, and it's a blooming good point. Anyone who is willing to take the risk in the eyes of the government is safe and hence can have the vaccine pass. Anyone who refuses to take the vaccine or refuses to take part in a vaccine trial, well, they're the troublemakers and they're not getting their vaccine pass. So they're not going to be going to these large events. And they're going to be precluded from parts of society. And I actually think that is exactly where this government is going. I also think, by the way, their description of being fully vaccinated is wide open to interpretation, because that means that at this point in time, people think that means, well, I've had my two jabs, I've had two injections, so I'm fine. But hang on, what if the government mandates a third booster shot because of the deadly Epsilon variant, or whichever one comes along next that they create, that they conjure up? Well, you will then presumably not be fully vaccinated if you don't update your vaccine status to have the latest vaccine. And that of course could include, presumably in 2022, there will be additional vaccines required. I've heard people talking about arguably once, twice, maybe three times in the year. So once you concede the very concept of a vaccine passport, your fully vaccinated status is only so good as you've taken the latest jab that the government has mandated. In which case, and this is the big point, you have now handed over your health to the government. You've trusted your well-being to the well wishes of the government. Seriously, why would people do that? Why would people abandon taking control of their own body and handing it over to governments? Governments follow government agendas. They're not interested in your individual well-being, and they never have been, and they never will be. But if this, if you accept that you need to have your vaccine passport, then that means that you have to keep yourself fully jabbed up at all points, which is interesting because, of course, that means that you're at any point you could perpetually fall out of the category of being fully vaccinated, and that could give you potential problems as well. So as I said, the whole reality of this one is that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there were people for the best intentions took their first jab, and then they were prevailed upon and they took the second jab. And I think they thought that that meant they were fully vaccinated. But I don't believe that's going to be the case. All those people have done ultimately, and this is a sad thing, is they've complied. They've gone along with, I guess, what they believed and what they thought was right. But they now have de facto handed over control of their bodies to this government. And I'm afraid, no matter which way you cut it, there's no other way of saying this, that cannot possibly end well for them and for society as a whole. And for that, I'm deeply saddened.